Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning and welcome to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. I'm Sue Tabb and our guest today is a woman who needs little introduction. The world knows Nancy Frates and the global charge to battle ALS that was inspired by her son Pete. The Ice Bucket Challenge may have brought their journey to light, but their work since then has been a testament to the power of love and the story of a tragedy turned inspiration. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you. So great to be here.
I'm so excited to have you. I have to say I've been watching some of the interviews that you've done. I've watched the TED Talk that you do. And one of the questions I had for you before we even turned on our microphones was, had you been a public speaker before? And you really hadn't. This has really changed your entire focus in your life, your entire mission. And you had an interesting thought. You said, everything that came before this prepared me for this moment.
Absolutely. I feel that in my bones.
Yeah. And who would have thought that a challenge to pour, to dump ice water over your head back in 2014 would actually be the catalyst to a global, would have the global impact that it has now? You could not have imagined it back then.
I couldn't, but Pete could have.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He knew.
He knew.
He knew from the night he was diagnosed. You know, as most people know, he had set the vision for us six hours after being told he had 2 to 5 years to live with no treatment, no cure, and at 27 years old. And that night he told us, we're going to change the trajectory of the disease. So when the, so people, some things that don't, people don't really understand is that Pete had ALS 2.5 years prior to August 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And it was during that 2.5 years that we really set the groundwork following Pete and listening to his vision and following the work ethic that he brought to this. Cultivating and really engaging a whole new demographic to a disease. And I always classified ALS that March of 2012, when I really wrapped my brain around it, as an unheard of, underfunded, and not included disease.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he said. So honestly, when the Ice Bucket Challenge came to us from Pat Quinn in New York, he looked right at it and said, this is it. This is what I've been waiting for.
So he had that kind of forward thinking. How much did it raise?
It raised $250 million.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And I want, for people who I think most people know Pete's story, but for those who might be unfamiliar, talk a little bit about leading up to March of 2012 when he was 27 and got that diagnosis. He went to BC. He was an athlete. He had a new girlfriend. He, you know, looked like the picture of health. Mm-hmm. Talk about those days leading up to up to that?
Yeah, Pete's our middle child. And it, very early on, we were told by teachers and coaches in Little League or Pop Warner that he was a gifted athlete. So we kind of knew that. We knew not only did he have the physical talent, but he had the mental determination and the work ethic to really understand what being an athlete and going for those dreams of being a Division I athlete, understood what that meant. So he was a kid, I would say, he was very charismatic. He was a leader. But when I talk about Pete the leader, I like to talk about the fact that when I would talk with coaches or teachers, they would say, oh, yes, he's the leader of the class or of the team. But they would say he would always do it with kindness, inclusivity, and most importantly, by example. And that's what I was most proud of. So he ended up going to BC to play Division I baseball, played in the ACC, hit a home run at Fenway Park during the Bean Pot. And after he left BC, he did not get drafted. So he went over to Europe and played baseball. So he played professionally in Europe.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Okay. Yep, in Germany.
Yep.
Came home. And said, you know, he was 25 at the time, and he said, you know what, I'm going to get a job. I'm going to move to Southie. Of course, for all you BC grads out there, you get that. That's where you go after you graduate. And moving to Southie, getting a corporate job, and I'm going to live a large life. But what he also told us was that he was still going to play baseball. So in Boston, we have this great league called the Intercity League, which is a highly competitive baseball league. And John and I used to laugh. We would go to the games, and you'd see all these kids show up at like 9 o'clock at night in their business suits, and they'd rip off their business suit and put on their baseball. And they, I mean, really, it was college players, ex-minor league players, a couple of ex-major league players. So that is where Pete... passion really was. So but I always knew he was looking for something else. I have to be perfectly honest with you. And he actually told me that in August of 2011. We were on vacation, and he told me he wasn't passionate about his job. And his exact words to me was, Mom, I'm supposed to be doing something else. So the day he was diagnosed, when the doctor delivered the diagnosis, my husband always articulates that when it hit Pete, it was like the doctor told him an ending of a movie that he already knew. So he really was very, I don't want to say comfortable, because how are you comfortable with a terminal diagnosis? But he was very focused and very aware that he was in a new war. And as he expressed it, this is my new team, because that is how Pete thought. It was always in the concept of team.
Right.
So ALS is my new team.
And he took the leadership role, which is to me astonishing, as the person who was recently diagnosed. That night he sort of assembled all of you and gave you guys directives and said, okay, we're not going to wallow in this. We're going to move forward. Here's what we're going to do. And he led the charge rather than feeling pity or why me, which to me, that new into it, I can't believe that he even had gotten his head around it yet, and yet he was like, here's what we're going to do.
Right, because he had, and now we know he had self-diagnosed himself. So he pretty much knew were going to get ALS. I mean, he didn't know for sure, but
he suspected.
He suspected, because he knew what symptoms he was manifesting, and he also looked up the tests they were putting him through. So there's a very specific test called an EMG, which is literally where they put needles in your muscles to see if the motor neuron is sparking. So it's pretty evident that if they get you to the level of an EMG, they're looking at ALS as a possible diagnosis. So he had really, so all those things, you know, for me, it was a piano that hit me over the head. Literally, I thought they were going to tell me he had a pinched nerve. But everything that I felt in the next 24 hours when I ran home and jumped on the computer and started doing my due diligence about this disease, Pete had been doing that over a couple of weeks, because it had been about 2 weeks, he said, before we got the actual diagnosis. So those three words of, you know, the biggest word was unacceptable, you know,
right,
that the situation was unacceptable. He had already, I believe, formulated in his mind that if indeed this is what it is, this is unacceptable. And I'm a proud mom to say that how he looked at that was, this is when you're handed an unacceptable situation, what you do is you get to work. And that's what he told us we were doing. We were going to get to work.
If you're just waking up and tuning in, you're listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. We've been chatting with motivational speaker, philanthropist, and force of nature, Nancy Frates, about her family's mission to find a treatment and a cure for ALS, about the global movement inspired by her son, Pete Frates, and about the Ice Bucket Challenge. Let's continue. ALS, no treatment, no cure. Mm-hmm. But $200 million later, mm-hmm. What's happening? Yeah. Are we getting closer, Nancy? What can you tell us about milestones that we're reaching?
Sure. So I guess how I put it is that in 2012, we didn't even know where the tunnel was. And I would say today, in simple terms, we're in the tunnel and we can kind of see where we're headed. So, for instance, let's talk about the results of Ice Bucket, because, you know, it's wonderful to talk about the movement and you know, the viral videos and what's your favorite. But, you know, a movement, what is it if there's not results?
Right.
So prior to Ice Bucket, we had only one major gene associated with ALS. Now, what's important about that is that's the target. That if you have a gene associated with a disease, then you have a target for drugs and therapy. And we only had one associated with ALS since 2014. And the disease had been around for 150 years. Mm-hmm. Since 2014, in the last 4 years, we have had four new major genes discovered.
And that's incredible.
And what's most incredible about it is that one of the unacceptabilities that we found when we came into the space was a lack of collaboration. And the last gene that was found by actually Dr. John Landers out at UMass Medical was done in a global and international collaboration. So not only has it been articulated that the dollars that brought these genes to the forefront came directly from Ice Bucket, but it also forced collaboration amongst different researchers that have been working in silos virtually to discover it. So that's a huge one. The second one is that we still say no treatment and no cure, and I like to rectify that statement, because in August of 2017, last year, mm-hmm. we actually had a drug approved for ALS.
Really?
Yes. And the interesting thing about this drug, it's called Radicava.
Okay.
And the interesting thing about this drug is that it had been in Japan for 20 years. And during 2014, a neurologist in Japan looked at the mechanism that the drug had been used for stroke patients, and said, well, maybe that'll work in ALS. And they did three clinical trials in Japan, and they found that there was a 33% efficacy of 33% of slowing down the
That's
disease.
That's significant.
33, when you have a 2 to 5 year
yes.
prognosis, 33% is incredibly significant.
Yeah.
So I guess the disruptor here is that they came to the FDA in the United States, and the FDA, when you bring international data, for the most part, will require at least one clinical trial run in the United States, which would take, you know, $1 billion, and more importantly, in our disease, 2 to 3 years to complete. But the FDA, and I was in the room when Janet Woodcock from the FDA looked at a group of ALS advocates and said, we heard you, and they approved and brought the drug to market without requiring a U.S. clinical trial. So today, if you receive an ALS diagnosis, where in 2012 we were told to go home and not come back for 3 months, there was no reason to come back to the hospital, because there was nothing they could do. Don't even go to the pharmacy, because there's nothing. Today, if you receive an ALS diagnosis, you will have an option. Your neurologist will tell you there is a drug that they have found that in some ALS patients
will slow the progression.
To me, wow. If it works, it is a miracle, and we are so grateful. And I have talked to patients that it's working in. I will tell you, I've talked to patients that it's not working in, but I'll tell you this. We walked out of Pete's office of the diagnosis with no hope, none. Every question we asked was crushed. No, there's no treatment. No, don't come back. Can you imagine going to the doctor after your son gets a terminal diagnosis and
no.
you say, when do you want to see him again?
No.
And they say 3 months?
Right.
I looked at that doctor. I go, 3 months? What are you talking about? You
that's when them. Mama Bear comes out.
Oh, that's,
because
that was
I
the
have
start of Mama Bear.
A huge Mama Bear. My producer Kendra's nodding her head because when it comes to your children, you'll do anything.
So we left, and honestly, today it's going to be, well, there's no effective treatment, because in the world of ALS, an effective treatment would be to stop it, right? You have ALS, but we're going to give you something that's it's going to stop it, or it's going to slow it down by 90%.
Mm-hmm.
Look, this is a gift for 33% if it does indeed slow it down in us. But I think the most powerful component of the whole thing is hope, because you're given hope.
Mm-hmm.
If you're given a diagnosis like that, and then they tell you, yes, but come back tomorrow, we have something to put you on.
Right.
That would have been a complete diametrical change for my family.
Yeah.
I tell people the story that I went home that night, and you know what my visual was? It was Pac-Man. Now I'm dating myself, but Pac-Man and the yellow Pac-Man that rips through the maze, right? And then will hit whatever color it hits.
The little ghost.
The little ghost. And it would either slow it down or it would stop it and wither, right?
Right.
So I just thought, because that's how they talk about it, it progresses through your body, right? So at the time, Pete's hands were atrophied, but we knew it was going up his arms because we could actually see the motor neurons dying through his skin. They call fasciculations, and you can see them. So we knew eventually it was going to take away his whole arm. We knew eventually it was going to come up his legs and take away his legs. So I would think of that Pac-Man rummaging through Pete's body with nothing stopping it. Nothing. And the thought that they would say, give him this drug, and I would see that Pac-Man slow mm-hmm. down by 33%, it would have
been
that
imagery is very powerful. Very powerful. Talk about how Pete is today. He's got a wife, Julie. Mm-hmm. I know they were only dating a short time when he got the diagnosis. They got married a short time after that. You have a beautiful granddaughter. How old is she now?
Well, Lucy was born on August 31st, 2014. Don't lose sight of the fact that she was the exclamation point of
for
the miracle
bucket.
Month.
Yeah.
She was due in the middle of September. And I'll never forget when she walked through the door on August 30th and said, we got to go to the hospital. So Lucy will go through life when she studies her dad. She studies the phenomenon of the ice bucket challenge and know that she was born the last day. So Lucy was just turned 4 last week.
Yeah. And there's a book that I know came mm-hmm. out last year mm-hmm. Entitled The Ice Bucket Challenge, but it's about Pete's life.
Right.
And I think so many of us are so, because he's so young and he has a young family, there's a story there that it just puts such a human face on the disease mm-hmm. because I know I used to think it was something older people got. And you don't think of it as something that this young, strong, you know.
He knew that. He knew that. We're an entrepreneurial family. The kids grew up with my owning my own business, and they were marketing and business majors. And you know, Pete and our family looked at it as a business opportunity, which is really strange. But that's how we felt we had to approach it. Well, probably the main reason of that is because that's what our skill set was. I mean, honestly, that night the first thing I thought of was going into the lab and trying to figure it out myself.
Of course you did.
I barely made it through BC freshman biology, so I knew that wasn't
going to happen. I'm with you on that.
I wasn't going to happen. So, you know, what you do is you look at what your skill set is. What can I bring to this? We put down the pros, the cons, the challenges, the areas that we wanted to take over and try to change, and that's how we attacked it.
If you're just joining us, this is Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. I'm Sue Tabb, and we're talking today with a woman who has been on local, national, and international news outlets as she leads the charge in the fight against ALS. She is Nancy Frates, mother of Pete Frates, a young man battling ALS with courage and bravery, and who has inspired a global movement to eradicate this disease. Team Freight Train is as powerful as ever, right? It started day one, and it's still going strong. You guys are just such a force. And I love when I see Pete's family, too. One thing that struck me, there was a video I was watching of, I think the Today Show did a story mm-hmm. on you guys. And what I love is the way Lucy interacts with her father. I think a lot of people, when they see somebody who's in a wheelchair or somebody who's sick, they don't somehow know how to interact. And she, that's just Dad. And she just climbs up on him and loves him so much. And same thing with his wife, Julie. You know, this is their family. And I love to see that because, again, the thing people have to remember is his brain is intact, correct?
Yeah, Pete has lost every function in his body except for his brain function and his eyes. And he can kind of smirk a little bit with his lips, but everything else is has been taken away from him in the past 6.5 years. But I think the most important piece of that is that we live. And if there's one thing I'm most proud of is I believe that there was a major mindset change during the Ice Bucket Challenge, that the community and the people suffering this disease and their families around them, no longer is somebody dying from ALS. It's now a person living with ALS. You see, a lot of those dollars from Ice Bucket also went to enhancing assistive technologies. So our focus has kind of shifted, the freight train's focus has kind of shifted just because of the progression that we've been in. And there's a lot of people rallying the call for research, which of course is so important. Mm-hmm. But today's research is truly not going to help the people who are living with ALS right now. So, of course, we know firsthand the challenges of living with a progressed ALS patient. And that's the piece. Is living. So you want them to be able, while, you know, it doesn't, you don't need your legs to live. You don't need your arms to live. Honestly, Pete's heart is as strong as ever and as loving as ever. And he, Lucy, and Julie live. I had a fun anecdotal story. Last week, I was in the supermarket and someone said to me, hey, was there a freight train event at a local restaurant last night? And I'm like, not that I know of. And I was like, why? He says, I swear, I saw all these people going in. And I'm like, oh yeah, Pete, Julie, and Lucy went out to dinner.
So, and it became an event.
It's a posse.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
We've got the nurses, we've got the equipment, you've got the van, and our local Beverly community is so incredibly, you know, supportive. So we'll call down to the restaurant that we're going to and we'll say, Pete's coming. Mm-hmm. I mean, I swear to God, I think they take plates from people and move them out of the way so that Pete, Julie, and Lee. So the other night, on Friday night, Pete was given the Varsity Medal, the Hall of Fame at BC.
Oh,
and
that's
it was
awesome.
The banquet at BC. So, of course, John and I went because really to travel at night, it's really very difficult right now. Pete really stays local if he goes out at all now. And we're at the banquet and I was just about to go up and accept the award on his behalf. And I said to Julie, well, do you want me to put you on FaceTime so he can see it? And she said, well, no. She says, just tell everybody, you know, thank you and we're so grateful. She said, because me, Lucy, and Pete are watching Mary Poppins right now.
Yeah. Just a normal day in the Frady's household.
And she sits on his lap.
Yeah.
She'll sit on his
lap
while they're watching Mary Poppins.
You know, a lot of us as parents, and I'm a parent, we think that we teach our children, but you always talk about all the things that Pete has taught you through the last 6 years. Mm-hmm. Tell us quickly some of the things that he's taught you.
Well, the most important thing Pete has taught me is I'm a very type A personality, shocking, right? He's taught me to be present. And I think if there is a gift to come from this, and something I talk to people about, is to be present. If you're with somebody, be with that person. If you're at something, take it for 100% of what it's giving you. When it's just one of those things, because when you're present, not only are you so acutely aware of the gifts and blessings around you, you know, which we normally would take for granted and not see. But the other thing about being present is that opportunity comes in a lot of different costumes. Pete saw a terminal diagnosis as an opportunity. He was very present in his life. And when that ice bucket came across his feed, look, the ice bucket had been around for 8 months. We never told anybody that we started it. We did not start it. It was around for so many different causes and so many different diseases. But Pete was present enough in his life and focused on his mission so much that when he saw it, he saw opportunity. He saw the vehicle that he was waiting for. So that's an incredible lesson for me. I talk about March 12th at 9:46 in the morning in 2012. My husband, myself, Pete, our family, our extended family, we all had calendars full of things to do, right? We had work, we had vacations, we had, you know, something to do Saturday night with our friends. And at 9:46 a.m., none of that mattered. Nothing that was going to happen afterwards mattered. What mattered was what was happening at that moment and then what happened 5 minutes later. I'm here to tell you it's a cliche. Your life can change in a minute. You have no idea what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes. So make sure that right now you're living life at the best you can be. And the other lesson that I've been given and gift that I've been given is, if you remember the ice bucket challenge, I think the thing you'll remember most is that you probably did it with friends or family. It was joyful. You laughed. And it was a time of love. And most of all, you did something for someone else. And with the news climate that we have now and the things we have to deal with, think back on that. And what you need to remember is we raised $250 million in 6 weeks because people are good.
Mm-hmm. We're running out of time, which makes me sad because I really have so many more things I want to talk to you about. But one little piece of news is that, you know, there was a book last mm-hmm. year and now we're going to see a movie?
Yes, it will.
We can say that?
Yeah, we can definitely say that. It's definitely happening. It's just I'm not, you know, aware of how things work out in California. And I think they're hitting a lot of bumps in the road lately. So, but it's written. The studio's on board. Pete has been cast. It will be filmed in the Boston area and Beverly around our area. So we think it will be in production hopefully by next year.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So how exciting to bring the story to more audiences across the country, across the world.
And the most important part of that is that it's all within our mission
mm-hmm.
because this comes out and no matter what the theme of the movie is, people will see a young man who, number one, faced a challenge and did the best he could. But the other piece is that you'll see a lot about ALS. So it will continue to raise the awareness and hopefully more funds.
Looking forward to that. Thank you, Nancy.
Thanks for having me.
Not only for all you do in the fight against ALS, but in what you are teaching us about how to respond in the face of incredible challenges. You are doing it with grace and compassion and a fierce commitment to change what is unacceptable. We are all behind you, and we are behind Pete and your entire family as you literally pave a new way for those who are battling this devastating disease. Thank you for sharing your mission with us today.
Thanks, Sue.
I'm Sue Tabb, and you've been listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. Remember that exceptional women are everywhere. We talk to celebrities and authors and CEOs, but we are also interested in your neighbors, your coworkers, and friends who are just quietly making an impact in their communities. Email us if you know someone you'd like to suggest. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks to my producer, Kendra Petroni, and to all of you for listening. Be sure to join us every Sunday morning at 7:30 for another edition of Exceptional Women. Have a great day, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.